Here they are. Welcome. Well, you're not in height order this week, so we'll have to practice that a little more maybe next time. Yeah, it's all right. It takes a little bit to get that going. So how are you guys doing? Doing all right? Hey, guess what next week is? Yeah, that's true. Thanksgiving's Thursday, right? We don't want to overlook that. It's a great day to give thanks because every day is a great day to say good morning, God. Thank you for this day. I was thinking about next Sunday, though. It starts a new season. It'll be the first Sunday of December. What comes to mind? Christmas is coming in December, yes. You know, December 1st, though, is 4 weeks from Christmas. And yet, December 1st is a very special day, as is the following Sundays, too. It's the first Sunday of Advent. Did you ever hear that word before, Advent? Well, when you hear it in the future, Advent, it's a church, it's part of our church calendar, and it really is the first few letters of the word adventure, because Christmas is an adventure. And so Advent is when we start getting ready for our Christmas adventure, because Christmas just kind of suddenly appears to us, but we need to prepare for that. Because Christmas is much more than gifts and shopping and all the anxieties of food and travel. But Christmas is really a time to celebrate when God moved into our neighborhood and lived with us and remains with us through Jesus. So next Sunday, we need to get ready. And so one way we could do that is just to welcome one another so that next week we're all ready for that. Do you know how to welcome people? Do you all know each other this morning? Okay, well, let me tell you, Cold Spring Church is a very welcoming place. And when people come for their first time here, they're given a little welcome bag. You see this? And if you've not familiar, you should take a look. The deacons prepare these. They have a Gospel of Mark in here. They have our official Cold Spring Presbyterian Church pen, which is highly valuable. We have a welcome card, a business card, a beautiful crocheted business card thing the Busy Bees have made. And so this and a little story about our church. And so this is the way we welcome people. So today I want you to practice. So here, you take one. Welcome. Welcome to Cold Spring Presbyterian Church. Here, welcome to Cold Spring Presbyterian Church. So glad you're here today. I'm so joyful that you're here today. Oh, and also our official sticker is in this bag too, so. There are so many treats, I can hardly keep track. It needs a table of contents. There you go. Welcome to Cold Spring Church today. Now, Tegan Riker, have you met these people before? Have you all met Tegan Riker? Do you know the person standing next to you?
Yeah.
Yes, you do? Okay, well, why don't you practice introducing yourselves to people by going over and just saying, good morning, welcome to Cold Spring Church. Let's just do that among ourselves. Just say, well, welcome to everybody. Go ahead, practice. Here, go, once you pick her, say good morning, welcome to Cold Spring Church. Hey, nice job. Here, you try.
Good morning, welcome to Cold Spring Church.
Okay, here, you try. You pick somebody and say welcome. That's good. Good eye contact. It's very important, right? You don't want to say good morning, welcome to Cold Spring Church. You want to look at people, don't scare them, and say welcome to Cold Spring Church. Would you like to say welcome? No? Well, welcome. Thank you for being here today. Okay, I get it, germ season. Totally get that. So it's okay. So Cold Spring Presbyterian Church is a place where everybody can feel welcome. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter whether you live in town or you've driven a little distance to be here. It doesn't matter whether you grew up here or you're a transplant and have only lived here for a few years. Cold Spring Presbyterian Church has welcome cards, not stay away cards, in the pews. And we also have wonderful gifts to offer people when they visit for the first time, because we don't want anybody's first time to be their what? Their last time. We want people to feel welcome every time. You know, sometimes in our life we feel kind of alone. Sometimes we feel like no one's paying attention to us. Maybe no one's listening to us. Let's remember that even during those times, God is always our inner voice inside saying, I love you, I care about you. And even when some of our friends aren't paying attention or our family gets busy, just know that God is always present. And you can be a good friend to others too. Maybe this week you'll notice somebody at school that looks a little lonely. Why don't you just go up and say, "Hi, I'm glad you're here today." Maybe sometimes our teachers feel kind of down. Did you ever meet a teacher who wasn't smiling? Every now and again, they don't smile so much. Why don't you go up to your teacher this week and say, "I am so glad you're my teacher." That would just blow their mind. And I think it would be a great way for us not only to feel the welcome of God each morning and with our friends and family, but to extend a warm welcome to others too. So thank you for being here today. Welcome to Cold Spring Presbyterian Church. And I hope you're here next week, because our Christmas adventure begins with the first Sunday of Advent. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for welcoming us each morning to have this wonderful life that you've given us. And even when things don't feel wonderful, even when we feel a little alone or distraught, even when things just aren't going our way, thank you that you just hug us, love us, remind us of your presence with us. And I pray these children would not only have a safe Thanksgiving and have reasons to be grateful, but that you would continually remind them that they are cared for now and forever. Thank you for their caregivers and for blessing us all today. In Jesus' name, amen.